I have a thought here. And in marriages, it's supposed to be like Christ.
You know, well, that's what's supposed to be, but it's not what it starts out being.
But then that's what it should be, with God first. It doesn't have to be a hell. Right. And you always paint marriage as a living hell.
It is a living hell. To the very beginning you step into
I disagree with you.
Well, Roy, you may be one of the lucky ones or the fortunate ones, but for the vast majority, it's a living hell.
Yeah, but
if you want to just look at the statistics, 60% divorce rate, bingo.
That's true.
That's a living hell, and then they jump into another marriage, and then you have another percentage of the second round.
But it's marriage without God.
Well, of course. So you don't have to be defensive, because I know that you're a little bit sensitive here, but you're here for a reason. Nobody comes here who is perfect. You come here because of some imperfection, some flaw in your nature that's troubled you. Why are you troubled?
Well, no one is perfect.
Oh, well, I am.
Oh, sure.
And I'll tell you, but
well, that's a bit of egotism.
I need to define that. I need to define that, because I'll say it, and then that will grab you.